Welcome to The Reviving Door, a podcast where I review all the content I, Door-to-Door Geek, listen to. Currently is early July, almost July 4th. Here's the stats from June. June had 30 days in it, and I listened to 28 days and 20 hours worth of content, 1,409 episodes of podcast. Now we have Science Versus from Gimlet. Currently 130 episodes, 30 minutes long. Says it comes weekly. They have these things, fake imaginary things called seasons, and between seasons they take breaks. Technically they're owned by a company, so I guess they could have seasons because they can be canceled. Currently it says 239,000 subscribers. I will say it is incredibly obvious when you listen to this of the person's individual bias coming through in almost every story that they talk about. As soon as you acknowledge that, then you understand where they're coming from, and then you can move on to the stories and digest them and come to your own conclusions, is what I'll say. Some of the times these topics I find extremely interesting. Sometimes the topics I find are incredibly like laughable kind of thing. The description says, there are a lot of fads, blogs, and strong opinions, but then they're science. Boy, man. Science Versus is the show from Gimlet Media that finds out what's fact and what's not, and what's somewhere in between. We do the hard work of sifting through all the science so you don't have to. This season, we tackle football, concussions, heartbreak, 5G networks, sleep, free healthcare, police use of force, asteroids, and more. Okay, anytime anybody in any circumstance of any history of time ever tells you they did some amount of research so you don't have to, you should never believe them absolutely, because the only constant is change. Information is always changing. Data is always changing. Perspective on information is always different. Okay, anytime somebody tells you that, what they're begging you is to be lazy and don't do any work yourself. Okay. When I listen to one of these episodes and I find the topic interesting, I do my own research. Sometimes some of the things they say, I find people who I know are from trusted sources agree with them. Other times I find trusted sources that I know are trusted sources that don't completely agree with them. It's like they took a little bit of liberty and they decided on Science Versus to take it just a little bit further. Especially using a lot of verbs and adverbs. When they do that, then you know that they're enhancing their opinion. It is unbelievably hokey at times in the beginning because they go through like time travel and we're going to go to a maybe possible thing. And, you know, it's a little bit hokey, but it does have good data. I will say that. So I definitely enjoy it. It's not too long either. So I don't have to put up in air quotes with a lot of bad things. Cause it's about 30 minutes long per episode. I do listen to it at like 5x, so it's really not that much longer. I do skip the last 120 seconds, 2 minutes, because it is completely garbage-driven content that I do not like at all. But if you'd like to hear people proclaim this is the absolute end-all, be-all on things like football, concussions, 5G networks, then this would be a great podcast for you to listen to. And if you do a podcast or know of a podcast you think I should listen to, please shoot me an email at ddg@podnuts.com. Take it easy, everybody.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.